This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Cruise in style in a Toyota Camry. With available all-wheel drive and multiple driving modes, you can accomplish anything. Experience cutting-edge available tech like a multimedia touchscreen and wireless connectivity complemented by the reliability of Toyota Safety Sense. It's no wonder the Camry has been the best-selling car in America for over two decades.
Or check out a new Corolla and define your style with a model for everyone, from the sleek and affordable sedan to the super efficient hybrid and the hip and agile hatchback. There's a Corolla made just for you. Toyota has even introduced their spacious Corolla Cross as a hybrid for when your adventure calls for both maximum capacity and efficiency.
And right now, your local Toyota dealer has vehicles in stock and is making delivery on new vehicles almost every day.
So don't wait. Buy a new Camry, Corolla, or Corolla Cross today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals, details, and more. Toyota, let's go places.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. Because of the pandemic and people staying safer at home, many people's lives and habits were disrupted, obviously. And at the height of the stay-at-home period, many parents were supervising their children's online learning. A friend told me about a small incident in her life, and I find myself reflecting on it. She has two sons, and her younger son has special needs, so each morning she spent more time helping him get situated for his classroom, and her older son didn't need as much support. Every day, shortly before lunchtime, she'd text her older son and say something like, "Getting hungry? In the mood for anything in particular for lunch?" Then she'd fix lunch so it would be ready when her sons got out of class. She just fell into that habit as school was happening at home and didn't really think anything of it. Then one day, she pulled a muscle in her back and she was in agony. It was almost impossible to move. She was struggling to do the most minor tasks. She hardly thought about her son's lunches, and when she did, she figured, oh, my older son's old enough, he can figure something out. Well, he was furious when he got out of class and when his lunch wasn't ready. He was so angry that she hadn't asked him about it and hadn't prepared anything. And I think I would have understood if my friend had been furious with her son. I can imagine thinking, gosh, is he that spoiled or that lazy or that unsympathetic that he can't do a little thing like fix some peanut butter sandwiches one day? How did you react? I asked. She's a lot wiser than I am. She said, oh, I understood the feeling. Sometimes we rely on those little thoughtful gestures. They make us feel taken care of. I hadn't really put any thought into what I was doing. It just sort of happened. So I didn't realize how important it was to him. Once I realized, then I was a lot more careful about it. And I realized how true this was. Sometimes these tiny loving gestures built up over time that we count on and even take for granted are what make us feel most loved. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.